So let us continue with the sugya of Archim on the bottom of page 177. The learning today should be Eschusi L'Nishmas Adir Chaver, Chaim Ben Shimshon Aryeh and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. It should also be Eschus for Fu Shleima, Chaim Moshe Shua Ben Malka Chaim Ben Menarachol and Chanaliah Bas Shein Darachol, as well as Eschus for all those in the Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael, Ezreel Baruch Ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo Ben Ruz Tekka specifically, who are both currently serving. So we learned that yesterday of the great opportunity that Hachnosas Archim presents, and that it is considered almost like giving a person chiyus. However, today he's going to give us a little bit of a warning that not everybody who wants to be invited should be invited. Avokavar Amru Meklal, on the bottom of page 177. Avokavar Amru, they already told us, is in the introduction to Chayvus Alvavos, Meklal HaZehirus, with regards to Zahiras, Shalite Zar Harbe, don't be super careful, meaning don't rush, not careful. Careful is the wrong word. Vigilant is a better word. Don't rush, basically, without calculating and without making a cheshbon to do any mitzvahs. Uksiv al tehit tzadik harbe, don't be a grois tzadik. What does that mean? He says, Velachain. What does that mean in terms of Achnasas Archim? Yizayir b'mesha kasev sefer ben Sira. Be careful of what it says in ben Sira. Lo yihakol tavi beischa. Not every person should be brought into your house. Not everyone is deserving of being a guest. What does that mean? Shem yadeya boy. She'enay ish taiv. If you know about someone that he's not a good person, lo yivayel beiso. You shouldn't bring him into your house. Ubeprat. And specifically, emein lo yela bayis echad. If you only have one house, em ish taiv b'nei beiso, with your wife and your family. Okay, so you don't have your wife and your kids upstate, but rather it's during the rest of the year when your wife and your kids are in the same home as you. If you accept a guest in your home, you invite someone into your house who's not an appropriate person because you're running to do the mitzvah of Echnasas Archim without properly considering the person. So a couple of things will happen. First of all, the person might be inappropriate with your family. Secondly, the person might inconvenience your family. So if you have your kids, and you know, I've heard people say that Friday night they don't have guests. As a rule, they don't have guests. I've heard some people say this. Why? Because it's the one night a week where they have time for their children. Now, if your kids, their time with you is Friday night, and that's their time with their Abba, with their father and their mother, and now you're going to start inviting guests, and now they're going to lose out on that relationship. So it's very nice that you're doing Achnasas Archim, but you're doing it on the cheshbon of your kids. He's saying that's not the right thing, because now your kids are going to, A, lose out on that relationship, and B, they're going to come to resent Achnasas Archim. They're going to come to resent the mitzvah. So that's what he's saying. Don't just run blindly to do a mitzvah. Understand what the potential ramifications are of doing that mitzvah. He continues, v'gam kishi kabel erech v'veisoy, when someone is in your home, yishmar nechasim imenu, you have to lock up your china, you have to lock up the silver. You can't allow someone to potentially steal, and you are leaving them with the temptation. And even putting aside the fact that maybe he is a honest person, erlicha person, but if money goes missing, a wallet goes missing, all of a sudden the bullseye falls on the suspicion falls on that person. Kemaimer Chazal, that Chazal say, Kol Adam have echoshed on Kalistum Chadin Kreb Gamliel. A very well said, I don't know what you call it, but like a saying, a memra, which is suspect everyone like they're a ganif, but honor them like they're Reb Gamliel, meaning like they're a nasi. So it's basically chavdeo v'chashdeo is how we say it. You should honor the person, but you should also suspect, right? You have what we call in the accounting industry, we say professional skepticism when you're doing an audit. So you be skeptical. What does that mean? It means
trust but verify.
Trust but verify, exactly. Right. Trust but verify. You honor the person, you're respectful to them, but at the same time, you don't just take what they say at face value. And similarly, if you know someone, okay, you know them or they come with a reference, you don't just take that at face value. You take precautions, right? You lock things up in a safe. Or you have cameras in the house, and you don't just blindly say, it's fine, I'm doing the mitzvah of Achnasas Archim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect me. That's not the right approach. There's a story brought in Avos to Reb Nosson, Rabbi Yeshua, Shekibel Arech, Rabbi Yeshua, the town of Rabbi Yeshua, once invited someone to stay in his house. V'achilu v'eshko, we gave him to eat, he gave him to drink, v'lo lali, brought him up to the second story, Lishon, to go to sleep. V'natal asula mitachtav. And then the precaution was, basically, what was the alarm? So the alarm was that he took away the ladder. So he was on the second story and he couldn't get down because there wasn't a ladder. So meanwhile, what do you think happened? Middle of the night. The guy gets up, he starts packing up into his bag all of the valuables from the second story. And then when he tried to get down the ladder, he didn't know it was taken away. He fell down, the nishbaragla, and he broke his foot. So in the morning, when Rabbi Yeshua found him, Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Kvar Kedamucha Rabbanan, the Rabbanan in their wisdom, already told us to be careful of people like you. Sha'amru have choishdan kalistim, suspect everyone like he's a ganif. And basically, you see here, even a Tana, you say, have a Donis Kladam, not Lakafskos, Donis Kladam Lakafskos, that everyone should be given the Lakafskos. But again, that doesn't mean that you should open yourself up and you should be available and you should be not have safeguards. Not just, again, it's not just about protecting your stuff. It's also about removing a Yetzirah from a potential guest. You're going to leave money around and you're going to have the cleaning lady. So if you're intentionally leaving the money around, so you're going to say, well, she shouldn't steal. Yeah, but you also shouldn't put a Yetzirah out there in front of that person to have to overcome. You don't put yourself in a makom of an nisayon. He says how good it is if the wife doesn't have to go out dressed nicely. In other words, if you have an ireach over, so the appropriate thing is that the wife shouldn't necessarily get all dressed up in her finest, mikushates, when she's wearing her makeup, when she's wearing her jewelry, the megari beyetzahara. This can awaken the yetzahara, vulai mide hiro lo yetze, and it will take him over. The thoughts will take him over. And he says here on the bottom that when you have travelers, so when someone travels, so his guard is down, he's very tired. And so it's easier for the Yetzirah to remove certain inhibitions that a person normally would be able to resist. And he says, but you have to balance that out. That doesn't mean that you should dismiss your wife on the just the opposite. If that's going to create a detriment, then now you're not going to have time with your wife, let's say at a Shabbos table, then you have to measure that also. And it doesn't mean that you have Arkham every week and now you don't have a relationship with your wife because you say, well, I'm sorry, you can't be at the table. I'm having Bachram over. That's not the right approach. Now it's going to become more of a burden for them, disrupting the normal arrangements with your family by having Arkham. And all they're going to be looking forward to is when is it going to be over? The guest as well is going to feel pressured. Right? That because of me, basically, this family is totally uprooted. They're not in their normal routine. Every wise person with knowledge. And basically, you need to think this through. You need to carefully weigh both sides of the equation. It's not an automatic win-win. There's ramifications and potential detriments to having Archim, which is the pressure that it puts on your family. And so that has to be judged. At the same time, we do want to show our kids. We want to be a model to our kids to show Gemilas Chasadim. So it doesn't mean you never have Archim and you say, well, it's all family time, but there has to be there has to be a cheshbon done between how often it happens and when it happens, the right way to do it and the right way to have the Archim over, not be a burden on your family, be a proper role model for your family, that family comes first. And that's basically what he's saying is family comes first. Chesed, well, we say chesed starts in the home. It's not a joke. It's the truth. If you're going to do chesed at the expense of your family, so now they're going to, what he says here, they're going to resent chesed. You're making them anti-chesed. You are basically implanting in your family this not hatred, it's a wrong word, but like this annoyance and this despising of chesed because when Tati does chesed, when mommy does chesed, then I lose, right? So that's not the right approach either if you want to do chinuch properly. So again, it's got to be balanced a little bit, yes, but also at times saying no and not going ahead and causing a detriment to the family.